Southeast's commercial troll fishing fleet looks to be right on target for its king salmon catch from a five-day opening earlier this month. The summer's troll quota is determined by catch-sharing agreements under the Pacific Salmon Treaty and how many Chinook were caught in the Southeast's winter and spring fisheries. The Department of Fish and Game's area troll management biologist Brian Lynch says the five-day catch should be close to the target of 61,000 kings.
It looks like we hit it extremely close, that the numbers will be right around 61,000. So we will be having a second opening in August. Timing of that has yet to be determined.
That summer king catch was less than half of the amount trollers were allowed to catch in last year's first summer opening. It follows a spring fishery where trollers caught just more than 36,000 Chinook. Nearly 50% of the spring catch this year was comprised of hatchery fish, one of the highest hatchery percentages in recent years. Lynch says the troll fishery is seeing an impact from cold water temperatures.
It's really affecting how these fish are, their entry timing, their migration patterns, and their catchability, too, which appears to be affecting the coho catches right now. But water temperatures are very cold, and as we've seen around the state, there's a lot of lateness to these returns, and I think we're seeing that right now in Southeast.
He says fish are not following typical migration patterns and are showing up in areas with warmer water.
It seemed that, in general, where people were fishing, where they found a little bit warmer water, that's where they did pretty well. The fair weather grounds, which normally is a big producer anyway, appeared to be a big producer this year again, but the water temperature was a bit warmer out there, too. So catches were much higher out there than they were in a lot of areas. There are also some other areas in Southeast and towards the southern outside where the water temperatures seem to be a little bit up, that people did pick up a few more kings.
A second king opening sometime in August will target the remaining troll quota of 26,000 kings. That opening will take place after trolling is closed for a short time to allow enough coho salmon to return back to Southeast's inside waters. Meanwhile, trollers are out catching coho until then. Lynch says fishing for silvers started off slowly.
Getting a lot of reports of the fish are big, and bigger than about a pound bigger than they were at this time last year. Getting a lot of reports from people seeing fish on their meters but are unable to catch them. And that, to me, is somewhat of an indicator of a water temperature issue where they're just not biting as readily as they normally do. And coho seem to be pretty sensitive to water temperatures.
Coho prices this summer are averaging $1.38 a pound, similar to last year's price. King prices averaged $5.36 a pound in early July, roughly $2 a pound more than last year.